Hello, my name is Alex, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
And the reason for your call?
Is this a person or a recording?
I'm a person. The reason for your call, please.
The reason for my call is I called to find out when my tier, which is 16 through 64 with underlying health problems, I called the 1-855 number, and she told me to check my name and my phone number and my age. And she said, thank you, bye. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. How are you going to know when to call me? And she's like, I don't know. I just take the information. I said, I have an underlying health problem. How are you supposed to know? I'm in like the third tier.
So if you already contacted that vaccine line and they took your information, you would have to wait to be contacted by your county health department regarding an appointment and regarding when you can go in for your appointment.
Yeah, you'd think so, right?
Yes.
I called the county health department, and they told me, well, if we have any extra shots left over, is what that means, and we'll just let you know. What? If you have any extra shots left over, you'll give me a call? I'm in a tier, like, y'all are supposed to be going by tiers. Right now, it's 75-year-olds,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm in the next tier. So something's not right. Somebody's dropping the ball. Something's not right. There's more Indians to feed. So I don't know what all kind of things I can say here. But there's no way anybody I've spoke to today knows to call me because I have underlying health issues.
Okay, so as I said, that would be so when it comes to that, when your county health, when they actually contact you, when they do have an available appointment date, that is when you would let them know of your underlying health conditions, and they would go from there. But other than that, all you can do is pre-register, considering it's not your phase yet. All you can do is pre-register until it is time for you to be contacted for your appointment.
Ma'am, that puts me in the general group of the population, which won't be inoculated probably till the end of the year.
And I understand that, ma'am, but they're going by phases right now. So we have to go by what they're going by.
That's what I'm saying to you, ma'am. I don't want to argue with you. That's what I'm saying to you. How are y'all going to know to call me when it's my turn?
Because they'll contact you when they have the next available appointment date. That is how.
They'll call me when they have the next appointment date for
the vaccine. At the vaccine line when you pre-registered. That was the whole point of you pre-registering, so that they can contact you when they have an appointment date for you.
Okay, but how are they going to know when they have an appointment date for me? Look, she took all that information down. Look, I've already called Dr. KIV and left them a message. This is messed
okay.
up. How is she supposed to call me if she doesn't know, or y'all, if you don't know who I am or whatever and what tier I'm in? You can't just go, okay, we're down.
I'm trying to explain to you how the vaccine line works, because at the vaccine line, they are not the ones who are going to be the one to call you. It's going to be the health department that you registered in. So when that health department contacts you, they are the ones who take that further information about your issues, your what tier you're in, your age, all of that further information is what they take down when they call you. We don't, at the vaccine line, they don't take that information because it's just pre-registration. So therefore, they don't need all of the, you know, the tier you're in and anything, as long as you provide them with your age. That's what I was trying to explain.
Yeah, that's not right. That's wrong right there. That information you just told me is not right. Because that's the general population. There's, the county I live in is huge. So just to say, okay, here's her name and her's number, my God, that's crazy. Y'all should be saying, okay, what is your age? Okay, all right, do you have any underlying health problems? Okay, all right. Then they know to give me a call.
Okay.
If I just get on there and go, I'm Joe Blow, my age is 89, I mean, they're not going to just call me for the tier. You got the 75-year-olds who are supposed to be inoculated right now. I'm in the next group. If you don't know I'm in that next group, you see what I'm saying? You ain't going to give me a call.
Nobody. I do get what you're saying. And that's what you're not taking in what I'm saying.
But it's not funny to me, okay, for one thing.
I understand that, but you're not listening to me at all, and I'm really answering your question.
You said I contact.
How you asked me, how are they supposed to know to contact you when it's your tier? You also just stated that right now they're only doing 75 and older. So.
What's your name?
My name is Alex.
Hi. Alex?
Yes, ma'am. A-L-E-X.
Okay, Alex.
Alex, that's my name.
I need your last name.
I am not permitted to give you my last name. I provided you with my first name. It is A-L-E-X.
Okay, well, Alex, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you.